other than kids, what were you left to watch over? All right. Stephanie had to watch over some tarantulas when her roommate went to jail.
Exactly.
So she chose to. Yeah, she chose to
sell them. Hey, can you take care of my babies while I'm gone? No, he didn't say anything. So she was just like, what am I supposed to do? I sold them because they were going to die.
Megan said, my roommate moved out and left me a 6-foot fake palm tree she had named Palmer. She made me promise to care for it. It met the curb the following week.
Oh, no!
It sounds like she just got rid of it.
Oh, but I love the name Palmer. I love naming plants.
That's right.
Travis, I'm currently in this situation. Oh.
Oh.
My ex just left behind a sourdough starter with a handwritten feeding schedule. I don't even like bread. I feel like I'm raising a yeast Tamagotchi.
Listen, first of all, Travis, for you to say you do not like bread, who are you?
Get out of here with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yes. Who are you? Now, the closest thing I have to relate to sourdough starter, because I've never done a sourdough starter before.
No.
I haven't made homemade sourdough before, so I don't know the preparation. But Amish friendship bread is the closest thing I have to understanding what a sourdough starter is like, because Amish friendship bread is one of those like chain letter sort of things that people just give you, and then all of a sudden you have to sit there and feed it.
Don't break,
turn it over. Yes, exactly.
Oh.
Yes, and then
no one's trusted me with that.
And then you create, when you finally make the Amish friendship bread, you create 10 other starters and give them to other people.
What kind of that is way too much effort.
I'm telling you, it
and
was
responsibility to
listen,
pass on to someone else that was probably unwilling.
There was a period in my life before I was married that I was trying to domesticate myself, and that's what I did. To be fair, it was gifted to me, so I didn't like start it.
You were thrust into it.
Yes.
See?
But I continued it.
Okay. Because you're like, if I have to do this,
10 other people have to do that.
You down,
yes,
with
exactly,
me.
Exactly.
Derek, my girlfriend moved for work and left me in charge of her 700-piece rubber duck collection. Don't get me started, but every shelf in my apartment looks like bath time at a billionaire's house, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with them. Okay. Move for work.
Sorry.
So you have to care for the rubber duck collection? Can you just put them in a box and
keep
them for her whenever she's ready to have them again?
Box those up.
Yes. We don't display them.
700.
That's much.
I would imagine that some of them are probably very tiny.
Oh, probably. Those are cute.
Yeah.
But unless you have a Jeep,
what are you doing?
What are you doing with those?
Other than kids, what were you left to watch over? Brandon, my roommate moved out, left his goldfish.
Yeah.
His name is Beef.
What?
That's funny.
The goldfish's name is Beef?
Beef has survived now 3 apartments, 2 breakups,
oh
and somehow
gosh.
I've gotten attached to this little guy.
Oh my gosh,
That's a good one. That's a good one.
He became your ride or die.
Yeah, he's that. Hey,
Brandon
Beef.
And Beef.
Beef.
BFFs. I love that story.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, Eddie, yes. When my roommate moved out, he left me a singing Big Mouth Billy Bass. He's like randomly goes off whenever the humidity changes.
Oh, wow.
My apartment's haunted by a fish living in a box in the closet with impeccable timing.
Oh, wow. Could you imagine just hearing that muffled coming out of your closet?
100%. Kind of crazy. But also, whoever came up and invented that to begin with, kudos, sir.
True.
Kudos.
True.
That
All right,
is
those
an
are good stories.
Invention.